This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
A lot of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Ethics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, folks, we have been spending the last week exposing conspiracy theories that turned out to be, in fact, conspiracies over the years. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. The sad fact of the matter is the American people are too patient when it comes to the word justice. And don't forget, justice guards our liberty. So you leave off the law, you leave off indictment, you leave off consequence through judgment, then you leave off righteousness and peace, and that's exactly why your country's being turned into hell today, America, because you leave off the commandments of God. And we're exposing conspiracies. Now, folks, when you go to Jeremiah 11:9, it says, "And the Lord said unto me," this is unto Jeremiah, and his message was repent, or else. He said, "A conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem." That means the church and the people at large. He didn't say a conspiracy theory is found. Remember, conspiracies take place when a people leave off the word of God, which is a light that reproves darkness. And we can see that in America, the church is not being the light. It's actually succumbing to the darkness because they're being influenced by the spirit of the world rather than influencing the world by the spirit of Christ through the Holy Ghost. That's why we're in trouble today. But again, conspiracy means a combination of men for an evil purpose, an agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert together, particularly a combination to commit treason or excite sedition or insurrection against the government. In other words, we have people that call themselves representatives in our government that are working against the government because we, the people, are the government in this country. Read the preamble, friends, to the Constitution, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Now, folks, listen, outside of the fact that we have highlighted over the last 5 days inconsistencies that are folks, literally tearing down the narrative that the media is attempting to establish on a daily basis. Now we have today, concerning the Las Vegas shooter, now we have the security guard, Jesus Campos, who was shot during the Vegas massacre, allegedly, raises new questions about official narrative. You know what's interesting now, friends, is Jesus Campos is not registered in the state of Nevada. He's not a registered resident. So people are now starting to figure out, well, who is this guy? And friends, remember what I told you concerning conspiracies. What happens is there's diversion. And keep in mind, conspiracies are always controlled within. And folks, what's happening is the conspiracy that they're trying to control is completely falling apart. Now listen, folks, they're trying to show people on television now. I have this video, audio, right in front of me. And the media is now starting to push forth their propaganda, and they're trying to re-educate people to believe that a shotgun is an AR-15. The video shows how to shoot a watermelon using an AR-15, okay? The problem that they're having is people that don't know the difference are believing that this shotgun is an AR-15. And that's how they're confusing the signal concerning what sort of weapon was used during this alleged shooting during the Las Vegas shooting, okay? The other problem that they're having, just to show you how blatant they're being about what they're trying to do concerning revision and dumbing down to the American people. They're trying to get the people to believe that a shotgun is an AR-15 now. But also, friends, during the Las Vegas police radio correspondence going back and forth between the police, I played this on audio over the last week, the police were declaring that there was multiple shooters. There was multiple shooters, okay? They're not cramming this into their narrative anymore. They're trying to make it a lone wolf shooter, and the purpose they're doing that is because it pulls away from the fact that there's a conspiracy, okay? Aside of that, friends, they also we're talking about eyewitnesses. The Las Vegas narrative through the state-controlled lying media, once again, is countering eyewitness accounts. And we shared that with you. We played the audio from Michael Savage's show. And if that's not enough for you to believe that there's a conspiracy, friends, I don't know what it's going to take. Because the media, the bought and paid useful idiots, they're not journalists, they're bought and paid, and they're controlled by the CIA, friends. In other words, friends, the narrative was already set before the shooting took place. That's what you need to understand, because that's what they're going along with, okay? Anything that fits the narrative, yes. Anything that doesn't, well, we'll just go ahead and readjust it, like they are now readjusting the timeline concerning the incidents that allegedly took place during this Las Vegas shooting, friends. And furthermore, yesterday we brought forth, and you can go online and you can see this for yourself, but now we have the Las Vegas sheriff being told by the FBI, when asked a question by a reporter that was actually doing his job, asking if there was a bomb in his car, because people believe that the car was rigged as well. Well, for some reason or another, an FBI agent told the sheriff, don't go there. Don't go there. So you can see, folks, everything is falling in line through the state-controlled media, along with the narrative that fits the story. The theory. And friends, it is a theory, what they're trying to establish. It's propaganda. And the end aim here is gun control. They want to disarm the American people at all costs. Now again, keep in mind, the way they're doing that is they're dumbing you down to believe that a shotgun is now an AR-15. I also seen other video this week from a weapons expert showing that the narrative that's being set by the state-controlled media concerning the weapon that was allegedly used in Las Vegas was not the weapon that was used at all, because that's their end aim. The objective is to get rid of certain types of guns, folks, that would empower the people to resist tyranny within. If you've never shot an AR-15, if you've never shot an AK-47, friends, well, you need to take time to go shoot one, because you'll understand right then and there why tyrants don't want you to have those guns. And folks, to go a step further, again, now we have a security guard named Jesus Campos, who was declared some sort of a hero who stopped the massacre. This doesn't line up neither. But now they're finding out that Jesus Campos, the security guard in the Mandalay Bay casino, isn't even registered in the state of Nevada. So folks, they're trying to make their narrative fit, and they're pushing it down your throat, like it or not, as the official. That means their contrived version, friends, of what really took place there. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean here. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages, they interact one with another. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or if you'd like to jump over on our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one. And if you'd like to call in, please do stick to the topic though, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Period. We follow the rule of law, the Mosaic institution called common law. Read your constitution. Period. That's where we stay because it's safe. It's the rock of ages to us, America. And America, I want to say something to you. If you want to get away from that, depart wickedly from a living God, well, you can see the fruit of that. That's why your country's being turned into hell today, Psalm 917, because you've left off your God. And it's not a good place to go. The history of mankind is to give your allegiance to man. Forget God. Give your allegiance to man. He thinks he's now God. Read Isaiah 14. Then what happens? The people are at length destroyed. The country at length is destroyed. And the people return back to the God that they should have never left in the first place. That's the cycle of mankind right there. Literally, that is the cycle of mankind. And it doesn't need to be debated or deliberated, friends, as to what I just shared with you. The fact of the matter is it's true. And we need to get back to the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I want to tell you the whole of the matter. And this is what it is. When you see what Scripture tells us that the end of the whole matter is, fear God, keep His commandments, this is the whole duty of man. I didn't see anything difficult about that. He's our Creator. We're His creation. It's for us to obey our Creator. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment. Think about that. He shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Okay, I get it. I mean, my little boys can understand this lingo. They can understand this language because they learn this at home concerning their natural parents. But America, this is what you have left off. You've left off the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it would do us well to repent and understand that the kingdom of God is at hand. Read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment. And by the way, that was the message of Jesus Christ himself. It was repent. Period. Exclamation. Let me put an exclamation. Remove the period. So let's get back to this. The eyewitness account contradicts media's Las Vegas narrative. And what is their end objective, friends? Their end aim is to have more gun control. So who's setting the narrative? Those that want more gun control. Who's giving this narrative cover? Who's giving the conspirators cover? The media is. That we all know is compromised. That 94% of the American people decry on a daily basis. Oh, you can't believe a thing they say. But you believe them now? When they're setting their narrative? When their narrative is falling apart from the inside out, America? What is it that the American people need? And what is it that you need to understand? Conspiracies have been going around this country for a long, long time. And again, keep in mind, conspiracies happen from within because they're controllable that way. Read your Bible and use a little common sense. You know, before I get going on this, I want to give you another one of their narratives that's falling apart. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did authorities lie about Las Vegas shooter's hotel check-in date and license plate? Now they're finding out that there was two people that checked in. I seen the receipts. People are even questioning the body. People are talking about crisis actors that they've seen in other major events that have taken place in this country that were false flag events or happenings in our country. Just think about that, America. You now have crisis actors that have been busted over and over and over and over again, and they're still being used because that's how stupid they really think you are. They're actors. They're acting this out. And the media is picking it up along with corrupt politicians and acting as if it really happened for their political objective. And it is the same thing over and over and over and over again in this country. Gun control, gun control, gun control. And if you haven't learned enough from dictators, America, again, the fruit doesn't fall too far from the tree, but it's what we're seeing happening today in this country. And sad to say, the NRA is willing to compromise and sell you out once again. And the history of the NRA, for those that did not know, they have a long history of incrementally selling you out, America. But I'll tell you what, when you get their emails, you wouldn't think so. I mean, it's always some sort of an emergency where they need your financial help, and they'll give you a free knife or a free bag or this, that, or the other thing. In some sort of an emergency, they act just like the tyrants do. And not in every given case again. But the fact of the matter is, folks, the NRA is selling you out too. Why are they doing that? Diplomacy. Oh, they're just being diplomatic, Bradley. You got to be diplomatic. Diplomacy, said Ben Franklin, is seduction in another guise. Well, they're just debating. They're just debating. They're compromising a little bit and a little bit. Why is it that the American people through those debates are the ones that continuously eat the pill? Think about that. Why is it that during these debates you don't win some back, some of your liberties back, America? It's always you having to give up some of your rights. When is it that the NRA and these organizations actually win the right back? And we've seen this happen, to their credit. But the fact of the matter is, when you read Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights, what does it clearly say? It says that a well-regulated militia, you are the militia, America, being necessary to the security of a free state, not enslaved, not one in bondage. The right that God gave you, I'm adding, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Period. It shall not be infringed. In other words, your rights shall not be violated. Now, when we see these little debates taking place through the NRA and other organizations, why is it that the American people lose again? Question mark. Why is it that you lose every single time you see these compromises? Compromise, again, friends, for those that did not know, is where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. And that's where we're at today. Enough for the NRA. That one was free, America. Again, keep in mind you have rights, not privileges given to you by the state. Think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state, but from the hand of God, said John F. Kennedy. Read the Constitution. Read the preambles, state preambles. Read your state statute. Read the Torah, and you'll see where our laws come from. They're there to keep us free. They're there to keep us safe. And America is way too young to die. We have been talking about eyewitness accounts and how they are contradicting media's Las Vegas narrative at every given step, America. I mean, I even had a guy, this went around the web not too long ago, but it was a picture of a pilot that took his helicopter and he landed right over those concert grounds and he took pictures and he distributed them to everybody and anybody that would pay attention to it. And he said, I'm just trying to find the blood. He couldn't find the blood. Now, what does that mean? I don't know exactly. But I do know this, friends. There's a lot of unanswered questions and common sense questions that need to be answered by those that you would call the authorities. Now, let me call them this, the entrusted representatives, because we delegated the authority they have. They work for us. We don't work for them, America. Period. Period. We have been sharing with you conspiracy that were sold to you as theories that turned out, in fact, to be conspiracies. The Dreyfus Affair, the Mafia, MK Ultra, Operation Mockingbird, Manhattan Project, Asbestos, Watergate, the Tuskegee Syphilis Study, Operation Northwoods, all conspiracy theories. And over time, friends, it came out that they were conspiracies in fact. How many presidents have you seen in your time lie about it in the present, and then 5-10 years later, they apologize for it? I mean, look at Clinton. I mean, America, you thought the big deal with him back in the 90s was his impeachment, the articles of impeachment that were drawn up against him, and by the way, which were dropped because of the compromised senators. They were protecting their own, friends. But you were told that it was about Monica Lewinsky. No, it was not. It was about Bill Clinton selling military, U.S. military secrets to the Chinese. It was called Chinagate, but you never heard about Chinagate. Just think about that. And then remember later on, he came back and he apologized for his sexual relations that he continuously denied over and over in the present, but later on admitted to it. Folks, when are you going to get how these people, these criminals play the game? You are the law. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to bring one more thing into the equation, and then I'm going to do my best to finish off the conspiracies that turned out to be not theory, but conspiracies in fact. Well, the media was attempting to give them cover by accusing and demonizing anybody that would question the media's narrative. Okay? Question their narrative, America. But here's the thing. Here's another article that was just posted. Okay? Here's diversion once again. This is Newsweek. Okay? Keeping ISIS alive. ISIS may be withholding proof that Las Vegas shooting was jihad in order to discredit FBI. Can I ask you a question? And again, I want you to think this through. Since September 11th, with all the bureaucracies, the Department of Homeland Security, the TSA, so on and so forth, and all the restrictions that have been put on the American people, how is it that anybody's talking about ISIS in America? But just pay attention to what the representatives are doing in America, the corrupt ones, that are opening the floodgates to illegals to come into this country in the first place. As a matter of fact, Minneapolis has one of the biggest ISIS recruiting populations in the United States of America. What are they doing here? And the mayor, Betsy Hodges, she's a sick whack and a half, committing the act of treason by putting a hijab on and going into mosques and giving speeches concerning the affairs of the city. Who's selling you out, America? Who's committing the act of treason? How are we talking about ISIS in the United States in any sense of the word? Who is allowing them to flood into the United States of America? Your representatives. So, for them to suggest, Newsweek once again, ISIS may be withholding proof that Las Vegas shooting was jihad in order to discredit FBI, they're just playing off one another. Because keep in mind, ISIS is created, and if you'd like to go online and listen to it from the whistleblowers, from the CIA and the FBI, telling you that Al-Qaeda is created, that ISIS is created, go online. You can find plenty of these whistleblowers awakening the American people to the fact that, wait a second, you're the ones funding this. See? And we've been told that these people create their own enemies. And that's exactly what they're doing, America. And look at, again, all the diversion around this conspiracy in Las Vegas, America. And again, look at the end aim. We have to get rid of the guns. Okay? Let's get back to this. Conspiracy theories that turned out to be true and what every person should know. The business plot. Now, this is interesting because what I did yesterday, John Hinckley Jr., hang on a second, Jr., and Bush ties. This is going to kind of blow you away a little bit, but I did do a little homework on this. And I want you to know that in 1933, this is called a theory too, by the way. But in 1933, a group of wealthy businessmen that allegedly included the heads of Chase Bank, GM, Goodyear, Standard Oil, the DuPont family, and Senator Prescott Bush, daddy to George Bush Sr., and granddaddy to George W. Bush, who was indicted for illegally financing Hitler's war. Okay? This is another one of it. It was called the business plot. Did you know that the gunman's father who tried to take out Reagan, Ronald Reagan, was also a multimillionaire Texas oilman and president chairman of the Independent Oil and Gas Exploration for Vanderbilt Energy Corporation. Considering he belonged to such a wealthy and prominent family, it seems rather odd that John Hinckley Jr. was also portrayed by the media as some kind of vagabond who did nothing but stalk Jodie Foster and Red Catcher all day. What was also rarely, if ever, reported was that Hinckley Jr. was a major financial contributor to the failed 1980 presidential campaign of the Vice President George H.W. Bush. See, he would have became the president had Reagan been killed. Just so you know, John Hinckley Jr. was just released, I believe it was a year and a half ago. This is the one that was responsible for attempting to kill Ronald Reagan. His daddy had strong ties to the Bush family, and he was a major contributor to Bush's campaign. Okay? They just released him a year and a half ago by a federal judge who thinks he's above the law. Read Article 3, Section 1, Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. He needs to be removed and indicted because he's not sitting during good behavior. But it's interesting to note that this judge said that he is no longer a threat to society at large. The individual that attempted to kill the president of the United States of America. Only in America. Only in America. Hey, folks, you have it all over your face for what you tolerate. But if Reagan would have been killed, George H.W. Bush would have become the president. And by the way, for those that did not know, Ronald Reagan did not like George H.W. Bush. He was never invited to anything on a personal level. That's a fact. Now let me go back to this conspiracy theory you were told back in 1933. Okay, again, a group of wealthy businessmen that allegedly included the heads of Chase Bank, J.P. Morgan was a piece of work, by the way, friends, GM, Goodyear, Standard Oil, the DuPont family, and Senator Prescott Bush, they tried to recruit Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler to lead a military coup against President FDR and install a fascist dictatorship in the United States of America. They're telling on themselves. And yes, we're talking about the same Prescott Bush who fathered one U.S. president and grandfathered another one. But America, you went back to sleep because you didn't do your homework on the Bushes. And you didn't take it all the way back up the flagpole to see what Prescott Bush was all about. Again, he was indicted for attempting, he was financing Hitler's war. Just keep in mind, while he was financing Hitler's war, 405,399 of our boys and our girls died fighting against Adolf Hitler. And just think about it. It was the Bushes financing Adolf Hitler's war. Smedley Butler was both a patriot and a vocal FDR supporter. And apparently none of these criminal masterminds noticed that their prospective point man had actively stumped for FDR in 1932. Smedley spilled the beans to a congressional committee in 1934, and everyone he accused of being a conspirator vehemently denied it, and none of them were brought up on criminal charges. Still, the House McCormick Dickstein committee did at least acknowledge the existence of the conspiracy, which ended up never getting past the initial planning stages. Though many of the people who have allegedly backed the business plot also maintained financial ties with Nazi Germany up through America's entry into the World War II. In 1934, the business plot was publicly revealed by retired Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler testifying to the McCormick-Dickstein Congressional Committee. And in his testimony, this patriot, Butler, claimed that a group of men had approached him as a part of a plot to overthrow Roosevelt in a military coup. And one of the alleged plotters, Gerald McGuire, vehemently denied any such plot. And in their final report, the Congressional Committee supported Butler's allegations of the existence of the plot, but no prosecutions or further investigations followed, and the matter was mostly forgotten. See, this is why it continues on. There's no prosecutions, just like what we're seeing with the Obamas, just like what we're seeing currently with the Clintons' friends. No prosecutions. And what is she doing? She's hard at work, again, trying to disarm you, America. Committing the act of treason against you. And for some reason or another, all of you Trumpites have your eyes closed tight as well, because Donald Trump's appointees reported the Judicial Watch just recently that they are protecting prosecution concerning the Obamas and the Clintons. In other words, Donald Trump's appointees are diverting prosecution. And if you expect the state-controlled media to tell you the truth of the matter, friends, you need to understand they're both playing off of each other. And that's called controlled opposition. And I can only say it so many times before I say, Lord, I don't know what else you want me to say to them. But what I'm giving you is not my opinion, I'm giving you facts. And you need to respond to the facts, because facts are stubborn things and they are not moving, my friends. But again, friends, you are told that the businessman plot was a conspiracy theory. And folks, you never heard about what I just told you. And isn't it interesting, how many years later? Prescott Bush committing the act of treason against we the people was not indicted, he was not prosecuted, and to show you the short-term memories of the United States and the people within, they completely forgot to do their homework to understand who George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr.'s daddy and granddaddy was. And what did we see during the incumbency of George W. Bush? We've seen the same exact thing that happened to Adolf Hitler. We've seen two buildings go down, mysteriously get attacked and hit by airplanes allegedly. And all of a sudden, for some reason or another, the foundations gave way. I mean, just forget about the eyewitnesses concerning September 11th, America. Forget about what the firefighters heard when they heard detonation from the lower floors of the two towers. I mean, common sense does come into play here somewhere. And just forget about the Rockefeller saying that we need a major incident to bring in a new world order. And then we've seen other people within the government come out and say that George W. Bush is trying to implement what his father tried to do concerning the new world order. Folks, these people are devils. And they are willing to do whatever it takes to get their way. And you have to do whatever it takes to make sure that they are prosecuted. Every single one of them. And how is it that you didn't know the history of the Bushes? You had the professed church, as hypocritical as they are, as reproachful as they are, praising the very man who his granddaddy was committing the act of treason against us. Because after all, he said he was a Christian, but so did Adolf Hitler. Well, we're to number 17, friends, of conspiracies that turned out to be true. And what every person should know, I am giving you facts in the face of the narrative, America. I'm giving you the facts concerning the narrative that the lying media is trying to counter. You need to do your own due diligence. And again, keep in mind, I'm not tearing away at the law. They are. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, Jennifer Meadows here from Broadside News. You know, Bradley Dean's message is truly inspirational. He takes a fresh look at today's issues that's both honest and authentic. Bradley packs a powerful punch that not only shows his love of America, but also his love of God. And when you're not listening to Bradley, please check out my show, that's Graceland with Jennifer Meadows, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on BrennerBrief.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Well, that was pretty quick down there at GCN. We're on number 17, folks. This has been... It's great information. History tells us to know the truth, because the truth will make us free. Conspiracy theories that turned out to be true, America. July 20th, 1944, conspiracy to assassinate Adolf Hitler. Just watch the documentary, a foreign documentary. Those people usually tell you the truth. And it was 13 minutes away from the assassination. It was one individual that conspired by himself and took it into his own hands to deal with Adolf Hitler. There was 47 attempts, I believe, on Adolf Hitler's life. You know, the fact of the matter is you could have 147 attempts on his life. He wasn't going to go until he was done doing the Lord's biddings one way or another. See, because when you study Scripture, you'll see that Nebuchadnezzar was used by God to bring forth judgment upon a disobedient people. And it's also interesting to note the judgment that fell upon him after God was done using him. And it's exactly the same thing that we've seen through Adolf Hitler. Look what he did. Judgment commenced, and he wasn't going to go anywhere until God was done. And then when he was done, look at self-destruction takes place. Folks, you're going to fall into the hole that you yourself dig. You reap what you sow, period. July 20th, 1944, conspiracy to assassinate Adolf Hitler. You do know Adolf Hitler 1935 Man of the Year, Time Magazine. I'm just confirming here. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, 1938. 1938, Adolf Hitler was the Man of the Year. And the impression is, just like FDR had Americans calling Joseph Stalin the mass murderer of his own people, or throwing them in gulags, whatever the case might be, friends. But FDR had the American people calling a mass murderer over in Russia, Uncle Joe. Well, Adolf Hitler was the Man of the Year over here. Well, they could have said that he was bad, but that was not the impression. And then, as they say, friends, a picture's worth a thousand words. And the pictures they took of him were trying to make him look like a heroic hero. I'm looking at the picture right now. I mean, it's insane what Americans have tolerated concerning their media. Folks, how many of these people today would stand the test of holding to the law concerning what they can say and what they can't say, what they can print and what they can't print? I mean, I'm looking at the magazine with Adolf Hitler in it right now, on it. And it's got a picture of a dog behind him sitting there relaxing by a tree. Does that sound like they're trying to portray a dictator? Or are they trying to get you to kind of warm up to him a little bit? You have to decide. I can't decide for you. I can just give you what I know to be true. So in 1920, 1944, conspiracy to assassinate Hitler, that was a theory according to the media. Operation Ajax. This was considered to be a theory as well, which turned out to be a conspiracy in fact. For years, Britain had a spiffy trade deal with Iran regarding their prodigious oil fields. The Anglo-Iranian oil company was basically a giant money machine for the Anglo half, while the Iranian half got shafted. That all changed in 1951 when Iran nationalized the AOC, the AIOC, forgive me, and the Iranian parliament elected Mohammad Mossadegh as prime minister. I'm not even going to try to say his name, but Mossadegh was relatively secular, something that made Iranian clerics angry. He was very nationalistic. He was democratically elected. The people voted him in. He was pro-American figure, but the West saw his nationalizing of the oil fields as a communist move, something Mossadegh thought was the right of the people to profit and pay for services in the country with. Those oil fields were under the control of British Petroleum, but unfortunately, this guy overruled his long-standing business control. The United States sent Kermit Roosevelt, FDR's nephew, and CIA coordinator into figure out the mess. Wow, that's crazy, man. Every conspiracy theory, which is found out to be a conspiracy, it just seems like you find the CIA right in the middle of the mess, right? Did you know that President Truman said, "I never would have agreed to the formulation of the Central Intelligence Agency back in '47 if I had known it would become the American Gestapo"? Wow. Man, all the truth and all the knowledge and all the facts that you need are at your fingertips. It's like gold. If you want it, you're going to have to dig for it. It's not on the surface because they don't want it to be on the surface. Going on to another conspiracy theory that turned out to be true. Operation Snow White. And sometime during the 1970s, the Church of Scientology decided that they had enough. Apparently, the Church of Scientology managed to perform the largest infiltration of the United States government in history. Ever. 5,000 of Scientology's crack commandos wiretapped and burglarized various agencies. They stole hundreds of documents, mainly from the IRS. No critic was spared, and in the end, 136 organizations, agencies, and foreign embassies were infiltrated. Is it a theory? Nope. It was a conspiracy. Operation Gladio. NATO. It's a code name for denoting the clandestine NATO stay-behind operation in Italy after World War II, intended to continue anti-communist resistance in the event of Warsaw Pact invasion of Western Europe. That's about as credible, listen to this, folks. Thousands of documents, depositions, and testimonies, as well as recorded conversations and admissions at the highest levels of government in Italy. And that's about as credible as it gets, regardless of the CIA's adamant denial that it ever happened. What is it? It specifically refers to Italian branch of the NATO stay-behind organizations. Operation Gladio is used as an informal name for all stay-behind organizations, sometimes called Super NATO. The role of the Central Intelligence Agency is in sponsoring Gladio and the extent of the activities during the Cold War era and its relationship to terrorist attacks perpetrated in Italy during the years of Lead and other similar clandestine operations and the subject of ongoing debate and investigation. Italy, Switzerland, Belgium have had parliamentary inquiries into the matter. And what can we prove about that role? Thousands of documents, again, depositions, testimonies, as well as recorded conversations and admission by the highest levels of government in Italy. And regardless of the CIA's adamant denial that it ever happened, what you need to know that what took place is the shooting of innocent civilians, terrorism and assassinations, all blamed on communists, were actually a part of a well-coordinated black operation. Create your own political enemies. Controlled opposition. Black operations are typically involving activities that are highly clandestine and often outside of standard military protocol. See, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. Folks, this is the CIA. This is the CIA that you think, for some reason, you've been conditioned to believe that there's honor in this organization. Now when they find out what it's about, friends, honor says, nope, we're going to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Honor means to hold in high esteem. And that high esteem in which needs to be held high is the Constitution that they all swore that they would uphold. Period. Period. You all heard what Michael Stockton said, right? Michael Stockton, formerly of the CIA. And how it's their job to keep the world unstable. Why would they want to do that, friends? Why would they want to do that? And again, for some reason or another, you're led to believe that there's some honor in these organizations. Wow. I mean, I even have a friend that's a former CIA agent that he's telling you what's going on in the deep state. See, he's doing the honorable thing. As I just said, friends, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. Black ops missions often fit into the deniable category, a situation in which there is no claim of responsibility for the action. Well, then you got to find one. Well, let's call them ISIS. Let's call them a jihadist move. Let's call them Al-Qaeda. Yep. We'll blame a mysterious, non-functional entity. Love you, bye.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.